877-927-9277.
Delaney America tonight. That's the name of this little old show. We zig and zag all over the place. So just hang on and you can be along for the ride. You can throw in your 2 cents as well. Let me give you the number right at the top. Don't you love it? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Hands down, the biggest gossipy news is happening inside the Beltway, although the congressman in the middle of the scandal is just bailing on it so that it won't get bigger. He's not trying to hang on. He's not trying to hold these press conferences like Governor Mark Sanford did, proclaiming that it was all innocent at first and he disappeared on the Appalachian Trail, but oops, no, really, he was in South America. So he's not going down that path of the, please forgive me, I'm hanging on to my seat, I really care about the people I represent. He just flat out quit. If you don't know what I'm talking about, picture this, a Republican congressman, he's decent looking, and married, has a small child, does the whole family and faith thing, has now been reelected in November to his second term. He shows up on Craigslist in a photo where he's kind of posing, flexing his muscles in a way, and bare-chested. Yeah. Sending it to a woman. Didn't he realize it would be so easy to trace him? So here's what happened. In fact, it was just before 6 o'clock, closing time, or at least dinner time, when people skedaddle in Washington, that they read an announcement on the House floor saying that Congressman Lee had resigned as of 5 o'clock and that the number of House members decreased by one, of course, from 435, to do the math, 434. So he's married, he has a son, he resigned after a website called Gawker. You know Gawker, right? They published a little thing reporting that he had been corresponding with a woman who posted a Craigslist ad and then sent her this bare-chested photo of himself. Boy, and talk about speedy. Like I said, he didn't waste any time trying to hang on to the seat, trying to make up a bunch of excuses. By the way, he's from New York. He represents New York. I already said he was a Republican. Western New York, so really Buffalo, Rochester area. And the statement was pretty to the point. Just, it's been a tremendous honor to serve the people of Western New York. He regrets the harm that his actions might have caused his family and staff and constituents, and he apologizes to all of them. He made mistakes. He's going to work as hard as he can to seek their forgiveness. Ugh, wouldn't that be a bummer? You work for the... Let's just take it from the little aides who run around. They don't make great money, despite what you might hear. And Washington's not cheap. I mean, usually these guys are on a beer budget somewhere, crammed into an apartment with some other people, and they're in their 20s. So probably some of them are like, oh, yeah, my guy got elected again. This is great. Here we are, boom, in a new year. I'm hanging out in the few off hours I have down in Georgetown or out in some of the other pubs or whatever. And now they're looking for jobs, plus the shock for his wife. I'm sure, by all accounts, I know someone who has had some dealings with this congressman and said he's actually a pretty nice guy. So this is a shocker, sort of not, you know, is anything shocking anymore? But it's just, let's call it out of left field, for lack of a better way to describe it. It's out of left field. So I guess that he wasn't going to try to, like I said, he wasn't going to try to sing and dance and hang in there and come up with some kind of a golly gee excuse as to why it happened. And, you know, he just moves on to who knows. He'll end up doing something else probably in politics. But I think the idea was just kill the story. Kill it. Just let's just kill the story and not even go there, not go in that direction. And I said we zig and zag all over the place. And because this was This is something that affects every single one of us. I don't care if you're listening to me in the UK or down under or wherever, or Illinois, Minnesota, Connecticut, wherever you're listening to me, the great state of Texas. Diet soda. How many people reach for diet sodas? It's funny because this weekend I was at a place where they had there was a store that was a soda store, and I thought, wow, I wonder if a lot of people come in and buy these, all these different types of root beer and Cokes and Pepsis and whatever. And the store was thriving. She told me the person who owned the store said, oh yeah, people come in, they order cases of special soda that they want and da da da. And I said, well, are diet sodas still big? Is it regular soda or diet sodas? Oh no, hands down diet soda. So this comes out today that it's not definitive, this research, but it does raise some eyebrows about diet soda. That if you drink diet soda, let's say 3 or 4 diet sodas a day, not 1 a week or 2 a week, that you have a much higher chance of having a stroke or a heart attack versus somebody who doesn't drink it at all. That kind of got my attention. I know a lot of people in great shape, by the way, who suck down diet sodas. And so they're saying that it should be a wake-up call. One of the doctors involved in the research said this absolutely should be a wake-up call. And the solution is easy. Don't drink diet soda. Drink water. Drink something else instead. And they have no chemical or biological explanation, which is weird, for why diet sodas are so crappy for you, and so crappy in the sense of so risky for a heart attack or a stroke. And really, then it gets to this, that a lot of people who are drinking it are not exercising, or they might drink more alcohol, or they have high blood pressure, or they're smoking. So that says to me, oh, yeah, by the way, you're doing this, the obvious things wrong, and you just happen to be a diet soda drinker, so it's diet soda's fault. I mean, this is the problem. Diet sodas, they have it's not sugar, but they have the substitutes for sugar in there anyway. And so just to be sure, they did this survey of about 2,500 adults, and they did track them for a while. They were all over 40, and they did it in the New York area, and it was a chunk of time from 93 to 2001. Half were Hispanic, one-fourth were black, the others were white, and then they charted the risks of all of this. They filled out, you know, studies, and they did tests and all these other kind of things. The daily diet soda drinkers had a 48%, this is the scary number, 48% higher risk of a stroke or a heart attack, much more than the people who drank no soda of any kind. And then, like I said, you had to take into account all the other things. And people who kind of mixed up what they drank, they really didn't find anything in that. You know, if they mixed up, you know, I'm having a beer, I'm having a margarita, I'm having iced tea, water, and then eventually in the week I'm having a diet soda. I don't think that matters. But let me tell you, if you are a soda drinker, have you ever tried to stop drinking soda and you get unbelievable headaches? I think that's kind of a clue that it can't be that good. I mean, really bad headaches, because I think it's the caffeine punch that you eventually miss, that caffeine kick. But the strokes and the heart attack, that's not good. We're talking weather and some other things on the flip side.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWHEY.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
So welcome back to America Tonight. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to mix up the weather. Hopefully you're all shoveled out and all that stuff, or the weather's just about to hit you. And talk about a few other things, but we're very excited to welcome back this year Harry Rinker from What You Got. This guy is the guru of all things collectible and then some. If you have anything you collect, and I guarantee you, you collect something. Everybody collects something. He is the guy to call. I'm going to throw out the number and get you really primed for this because he's coming on twice a month. So we're going to get this into your brains. I'll get notes from people and they forget when he's on. So it's this week and then not next week, but the following week. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you?
Well, I'm about as cold as you are.
Yeah, no kidding. How cold? He's in Michigan, by the way. So what's the temperature?
Well, actually, I'm in Chicago right now, and I guess the temperature's down around zero. I just talked to my good friends up at KFGL in Fargo earlier this evening, and they're looking for minus 10 or 15 tonight. So, hey, welcome to the Midwest. I'm in Michigan now. The last time we talked, I was living in Broomfield, Connecticut, but now I'm in Kentwood, Michigan.
Wow. How are you liking it so far?
Oh, you know what? I love the Midwest. I've always loved the Midwest. I've traveled out here extensively, and the people in Western Michigan are just terrific. They made us feel very much at home. Linda has started a new job. She is the Executive Vice President of Academic Affairs and Provost at Davenport University, and that's a big online university. They're in seat as well, but they're heavily online. I've just taken a month-long online faculty assessment course, so starting this summer, I'm going to be teaching classes online. So Harry's coming into the modern world.
Yeah, there you go. Awesome. I was talking earlier before you came on the show that another Picasso sold for 40-some million dollars, and it was of his young lover, 17-year-old lover. Boy, it just seems like the art world, they just have so much money to burn. These people with money are buying up the art.
Yes, one of the things that certainly has happened in the current economy is the fact that we've got, well, for want of a better term, and they call them investment grades and antiques and collectibles, but I just call them commodities. We've got certain things in our market that have become commodities that I don't even know if people collect them. They just trade them like they would wheat bellies or wheat futures and pork bellies and all the rest of this type of stuff. The high-end art market has made a strong comeback. The high-end of the firearms market is going well. The high-end of the coin market is just through the roof. There are people with money out there. I don't know who they are. It sure ain't me, I'll tell you that.
There are people with money. All right, for the regular Joe, what's going on with as far as collectibles are concerned? What's hot?
Well, you know what's happened is the market has apparently hit the bottom. We certainly, over the last 5 years, saw a very steady decline. Just when it looked like it was going to make a comeback and things were going to get really well, the 2008-2009 recession took it down even further. But right now, everything seems to have been bottomed out. The biggest problem right now is that the crowds are back shopping, but we need antique dealers. So many young people are selling online on eBay and elsewhere that the antique shows where the attendance is, you know, as much as 50% or so above previous years, and where people are coming with money to buy, the dealer base is an older base and it's shrinking. And as a result, people aren't there. The middle part of the market is stronger. In fact, I was always down on Hummel fees. And Hummels, you know, they're terrible. They're not doing very well. What they sell for on eBay is what they're worth. Well, they hit their low on eBay, and in the last 6 months or so, there seems to be some comeback up in prices. So, you know, the rise in the stock market seems to be benefiting the antiques and collectibles field, and so things are getting better. Now, hot is modern. The stuff in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s is pretty much passé. It's the modernist stuff from the 60s and 70s. Designer things are doing very well. Very stylish, space age, futuristic type things are selling well. The new young generation is very different. And besides that, hey, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are in.
They are? What? They're in all of a sudden? Or what? What happened there?
Well, no, the generation that grew up with them is getting to the point where they're buying back their childhood.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, I hate to tell you this, Kate, but you know, I'm teaching freshman comp now and a lot of other things. And my freshman students were born in 1993, kid.
Wow, how crazy is that?
That means they didn't grow up in the age of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh. Up
after them. So their parents are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle people.
Yeah, is collecting part of that? Then you get to a point where you want to remember your childhood, but you don't have all the things from it, so you want to buy them back.
I think when people start collecting, that's usually the first sign that we have that generation stuff is coming into power. You wind up buying back the things you grew up with. It starts with toys, and it moves into music and movie memorabilia, and then into clothing, and then finally into the household stuff that's around. So. You know, hard though it is to believe, Avocado, Golden Harvest, and Rust, those horrendous colors from the 70s and 80s, are showing up in antique malls all over the place.
Boy, no kidding. I had somebody ask me, I don't know if somebody asked me this a long time ago or not, it seems like this is the second time I've gotten a similar note. And this is from a guy that listens to us in Austin. He said the next time that you came on, because it's been a while, to ask you, because he's noticed this, that I guess wine, a lot of the wine that's produced, they're not making them with corks anymore. So is there any, he's got this huge cork collection, and eventually would that be kind of a cool thing?
No, you should probably drink it. well, now look, there's no question there's collectible wine, okay? And there are certain reds that you can lay. First of all, you drink the whites in most cases. It's the reds that survive. And there are reds that get laid down. I mean, I'm old enough to have drunk the 59s when they first came out, which is kind of the, you know, to a wine drinker, if you drank wines in from the 59 season, that was kind of the glorious season of the 20th century. I mean, we were drinking them as table wines when I was in college, which is hard to believe, but we did. But anyway, those wines laid down and doing very well. The big thing right now in liquor is scotch. here's the good news. Whiskey doesn't age. Whiskey is good forever. And one of the things that's happened in the last 10 years is investment scotch. Now, not Chivas Regal and that type of stuff. Not that that's bad scotch, but that's blended whiskey, blended scotch. The single malts and double malts. We've seen the first scotch auctions in the last few years, and some of the older scotches, people are starting to pay money like they are for investment wine. So, and not just scotch, but also bourbons.
Wow.
A lot of these boutique bourbons that are coming along. Now, you know, you got to be careful with some of this. So much of it's speculative.
Yeah.
The same way with people that pay these big bucks for the wines and then lay them down, hope to gosh they're going to appreciate over the years. But so there's a certain amount of speculation involved in all this. But yeah, that's in the spirits world, it's the bourbon, it's the bourbons and the scotches that are starting to have a track record. You know, it's just. You know, to me, you look at the bottle and you're thinking, you know, okay, so that's a $500 bottle of whatever, but how do I know that if I don't drink it? But then if you drink it, it's not a $500 bottle anymore. So
right, exactly, because it's done, it's gone, and you can just tell people you drank it. Harry, so you're going to be on in 2 weeks. We want to tell everybody, though, listening to us, if they want to send you a letter, you have a special deal.
Right. Yeah, we're going to reintroduce the America's Night mailbag, and here's what you do. If you have a question about antiques and collectibles that you'd like me to talk about on the air with Kate, send me an email. My email address, Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker, Harry L. Rinker, @AOL.com. Now start your email. I listen to America Tonight and give us the name of the station, and that way I'll know to put it in the America Tonight mailbag, and then the next time I'm on with Kate, we'll answer the email.
Awesome. I bet you, I know it. We're going to get some because I've had a lot of people email me, so I'm going to keep telling them that. So we'll see you in 2 weeks.
You bet. Meanwhile, you take care. And remember, hey, baseball season starts on Monday.
I know. I'm so excited about the Phillies. We'll talk about it next time. Thanks,
yeah,
Harry.
Yes, go Yankees.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. Harry Rinker, it really, honestly, I don't care what you collect. Soda cans, we were just talking about diet soda. People used to collect cans, soda cans, beer cans, all that kind of stuff. And for the right kind of collection, you know, somebody might buy it from you if you want to sell it. But just if you're curious about what it's worth, a lot of people collect different pistols, all kinds of things. Send them to Harry. He's great. Harry L. Rinker, like he said, at AOL.com. On the flip side, though, someone's been a bad girl. We're going to talk about who that is next.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what you're
doing. So coming up, we're going to tell you about some of the fans that went to the Super Bowl that got really ripped off. Horrible seat problems. I cannot see how the owner of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, will get the 50th Super Bowl because they're bidding for that in 2016. What a disaster that the Super Bowl turned out to be. Can't do much about Mother Nature, but some of the other things they could have done something about, and unfortunately it's going to end up costing him some money. America Tonight, the name of the show, if you just tuned in. We're going to get to that in a second. That's the oops, I got to spend some money moment. But before we go in that direction, you know, I never really talk about Lindsay Lohan because I don't care. The whole Lindsay Lohan thing, let TMZ do that. They're one of the top websites when it comes to Hollywood gossip. They can chase around all these idiot stars and whatever. But, you know, it's gotten to the point where I couldn't ignore this today because I thought I just happened to see a blurb about it. Boy, you just have to say, what is going on? How much rehab do you have? I mean, is the family that screwed up that she was just damaged goods to begin with and there's just no coming back from this? So you know the story, right? She pleaded not guilty to felony grand theft of a $2,500 necklace. And this time, she could end up in the slammer. I can't see how there's too many movies in her future. Once you get labeled as trouble too much, unless it's really going to pump up the volume on the movie, because, you know, let's face it, they're money whores in Hollywood, so if it sells, they'll do it. But she's almost to that point where it's like, she's unreliable. Why are you going to put her in a movie? Because there's other young starlets that you could go to that are more reliable and have just as much bank. People will go and see. So here's a scoop. She goes into court. She enters a plea through her attorney, actually. If convicted of the theft charge, she could face about 3 years in prison. Of course, I can't imagine that she would get 3 years. But this time she has run into a judge that is saying, I don't give a crap about Hollywood people. I get the sense that this judge does not care. Take a listen to what he said. This is Superior Court Judge Keith Schwartz.
You're no different than anyone else, so please don't push your luck. I'm telling you, well, your attorney can tell you what I said, but I'm telling you, things will be different. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I don't even know how old Lindsay Lohan is. She can't be that old, right? So bail's $40,000. That's nothing for her. And it looks like she violated a probation for a drunk driving case back in 2007. And the judge is saying, look, you violate the law while you're free on bail, you're going to be arrested and you're going to be held. So you're going to be in prison for at least that, if nothing else. And maybe at this point, I mean, see, this is the weird thing about this. This jewelry store, this missing jewelry, how did this happen? She certainly could afford whatever jewelry that she wanted. But apparently she decided she wanted it and wasn't paying for it, I guess. So, and they sent the store flowers. And when the police started the investigation, somebody in her posse decided, let's send flowers. Let's make up. I mean, isn't that what other people do? 1-800-FLOWERS? Let's just send a bouquet and maybe they'll forget about it all. So what a big baby. This whole, the whole Lohan family. And maybe that's the problem. She didn't really have parents that were responsible. And since the Disney days, it seems after she got out of the whole Disney thing, she has struggled. She went to rehab twice. She was jailed twice last year. So she really is dancing on a thin line. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Lovely.
Very good. You had to think about it for a second. I like it.
Well, yeah, it's only because I was watching the Canadian Bruin game tonight. And you know that old Rodney Dangerfield joke I went to fight in a hockey game broke out?
Uh-huh.
But that's what happened tonight.
Really? So I don't know anything about the game, then. It just was a lot of fighting?
Yeah, I mean, towards the end, it just even Carey Price got in. Even Price got into it with Tim Thomas.
Wow.
Yeah, but I didn't call to talk about that. 50th Super Bowl, why not have it at the where they had the first Super Bowl, the L.A. Coliseum? I mean,
bingo. Here's what's the deal is, what? L.A. desperately wants a team. There are a lot of people wanting to throw in on that.
Right.
And they had the team. They blew it. They had a team, if you remember, the Rams.
Sure.
And so now I think this is pretty serious. I think that they'll get a team. If they get a team, they want 2016.
Right. I mean, that would be the, you know, only logical place to, you know, to
yeah,
have
and I
it.
Think, and I think that's what will happen. I think that's what's going to happen.
Right.
They'll get it. There's no way. Because what happened is with this past Super Bowl, first of all, the weather.
Yeah.
But you can't do anything about the weather. Except for that, you have a better chance, you would think, but who knows,
right.
In L.A. And,
right.
and the problem with Dallas, people were complaining things were so spread out and all that other sort of stuff.
Sure.
And
sure.
So this would be a brand new stadium if they build it. That's the other thing, because that's what they're talking about in Los Angeles.
Right.
But I think the worst thing that happened is that there were people who had tickets, and they paid like $1,200 for their tickets. There was like $3,200 altogether.
Right.
And in the temporary seats, they were deemed unsafe. They were said to be unsafe. The fire marshals, they were unsafe. So they were able to find seats for about 850 people or something like that.
Sure.
But then the rest of the people had to watch from standing room only spots in the stadium. So they were watching TV.
Right. And
you pay $1,200. Can you imagine if you were like a Steeler fan? You killed yourself, first of all, let's face it, to get to the game. You pay $1,200 and then you can't sit in the stadium and you got to watch on a TV screen. You could do that back in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and not to mention the airfare and your hotel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and all the others. Oh, did you end up going to the game?
No, I had a ticket. I gave it to somebody.
Okay, well, you know...
Because, you know what, I didn't care about either team because the weather was so crappy. I was right. Like, yeah, I don't care. If the weather had been good, I would have done it, maybe.
What would have happened if the Eagles would have been in it?
Oh, I would have been there, absolutely.
Yeah.
If the weather was bad, I would have done it. But I didn't care about... I mean, no offense to Packer fans or Steeler fans because I don't hate them, but they just I just wasn't interested in seeing the Super Bowl very much, and I'm glad I didn't go.
Oh, I don't know if you saw the end of the game. Was it Joe Buck was saying that the next two Super Bowls are going to be on CBS. So he was mentioning the next time they're carrying it will be at 2014 at Giants Stadium. So then they showed Tom Arnold. He was saying, here I am at new Giants Stadium. If I shovel
I
up
saw
this,
that.
Yeah, and I thought, that was hilarious.
When he was digging the snow. Yeah, he's digging all the snow out.
Yeah, because I figure, what is the NFL doing? Because usually it's either dome stadium or warm weather climates. I don't know what made...
Well, no, here's what happened.
What?
You're right, and I covered 10 Super Bowls, and they were in warm weather places, which I liked.
Right.
But now you have these owners that are saying, well, wait a second, if we have a domed place, if we're in Detroit, if we're in Indianapolis, if we're wherever, why can't we have a Super Bowl? So that's what's going on now. There's been bids, and the other cities are getting a crack at it.
Right. Yeah. Well, sure. I know. I remember at the old Pontiac Silverdome, I think hosted one or two Super Bowls. Minnesota, I think I know, has hosted one that I know of, and New Orleans has hosted several. So I mean, yeah. And then next thing you know, if this is a hit, who knows? Maybe they might even host the Super Bowl of all places, Buffalo.
Oh. Buffalo with the amount of snow there. People are complaining about this nonsense in Dallas. Oh, you are buried in snow.
They were on the news here, on the national news here last night, they were making a big deal, like in New Brunswick, all the snowstorms they're getting. The city, the public works department is saying, we're literally running out of places to dump all the snow. Because, you know, and now with snow banks being so high, they're now like road hazards as well at certain corners. So, you know, winter in the Atlantic Canada isn't exactly no picnic either.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. For my money, I don't know. For my money, warm weather. That's what I think. Because you have to spend so much money anyway going there.
Right.
But you know, even in warm weather, it's who's to guarantee that there's not some kind of crazy storm pattern or rain or you know, torrential rains, whatever could possibly happen.
Well, there was that. When was it? In the 2007 Super Bowl, it was in Miami.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, rain. So you know.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah, terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
All right, Slammin' Sammy.
Take care,
man. Okay, so he brings up a good point, and the spot with Tom Arnold was clever because Tom Arnold digging out of the snow and, ha-ha, there was the weather in Dallas. Here's the scoop, like I was talking about. You have the football fans who ended up with no seats or they had terrible views. I mean, really bad views. They shouldn't have even been there. They filed a class action suit against the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys, and Jerry Jones. The federal lawsuit was filed in Dallas just 2 days after the game, and what they're saying in the lawsuit, it's the obvious stuff. Breach of contract, fraud, deceptive sales practices for the people who ended up watching the game on a TV at Cowboys Stadium or had seats that the lawsuit labeled illegitimate because they just really... They could have been in any bar anywhere. They were forced to have these terrible views. I think that this is expected. And the suit will probably be about 1,000, ends up being probably about 1,000 people, really. No one's really going to get rich off of this, but they're going to make a little bit of money, and I think they'll settle. I think that probably what will happen is they'll probably settle with these fans. Hang with us. Mail next.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityC-Energy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinitySeaEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Down the street, you can bring food way down low. Windows down with a sign of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet sprint. To the side of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone.
All right, so coming up, we're going to go check the mail. You know that I always say, send me your thoughts at americatonight.net or your recipes for some really good ribs. I was thinking the other day, you know, I've been eating a lot of vegetables, but also, of course, meat. And I haven't had ribs in a long time. And I don't have a recipe for ribs. So if you have a good recipe for ribs, I'm not kidding, send it to me. americatonight.net. I want to say a big shout out to the people who are listening to us via chat all over the world. Hello to Jack Down Under. Such a great job. He is the hall monitor. Jack. Kangaroo Jack is the hall monitor. So thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. And everybody else, absolutely. Your comments are very, very funny and welcome. So, without further ado, more comments. Let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Ooh. Okay, so this one is from Liz Sae. Hey, Kate, I have to say I've been enjoying the show. I'm kind of new. I didn't realize that there was even a woman on the radio doing a talk show. I think there's a couple of women that do talk shows. Laura Ingraham, Dr. Joy Brown is somebody out of New York. There's a bunch. Stephanie Miller. There's a bunch of women, different formats, different places, some national, some probably just local. But anyway, she goes on to say, I enjoy the mix of what you talk about. I've actually been informed more on sports and politics, I think, than I ever have been. I hate to admit this, but those are two things that I would normally not pay much attention to. Let me ask you this question. Do you think Obama gets reelected? I'm someone who did vote for him, but not so sure that I want to vote for him next time around. I don't think that the Republicans, according to what I've heard on your show, have some great candidates right now, though. Help. Yeah, a lot of people are saying, what's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen next? And, of course, if I had a crystal ball and I could tell you exactly who was going to run and what was going to happen, you probably wouldn't be listening to me on the radio, because I'd be better than Madam Cleo, and everybody would be seeking out my advice. Having said that, and one of the fun things to do when you talk about politics is to try to figure out the puzzle and what you think is going to happen in New Hampshire and Iowa, and clearly who starts to get the edge, and the polls come out, and people talk about sometimes crazy possibilities and then serious possibilities. A strange name that's come up, and I thought it was more of a kind of a lark, but apparently it's not necessarily a lark on the part of Donald Trump. Donald Trump seriously is kind of flirting with the idea. I can't really see it. He's the businessman guy making the deals, and I don't think he would really even want to do that and have to go through what you have to go through as president. I don't see it. So it might not be quite a lark. It might be a little bit of a distraction, but I can't imagine that he seriously wants to try to put himself out there. I think he's just floating it, and he's floating it for fun. Now, there are serious people and people who you keep hearing about. Mitt Romney, his name always comes up, and he is always interested. Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, he's always interested. He's on a list. They did a straw poll line at a potential Republican candidates. The timing of that question is good, because right now in Washington, starting tomorrow, it's the CPAC, or the Conservative Political Action Conference. And that's part of what they'll talk about. They'll talk about, you know, they'll talk about who the possibilities are. They'll do that straw poll as far as candidates. And the names I think you'll hear are Ron Paul, Tim Pawlenty, the former Minnesota governor, Mitt Romney, of course, are going to be on their little ballots, Rick Santorum, former Pennsylvania senator, Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas. You see him on Fox. Newt Gingrich, he's been out there a lot, doing a lot of political talking, former House Speaker. Another name that's come up is Mitch Daniels, Indiana governor. That's another name. Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor. They'll be talking about him a little bit, and he'll be on the straw ballot. And then Haley Barbour, the Mississippi governor, also will be on that list, and there's a few other names too. So I'll be curious to see what comes out of CPAC, for what it's worth. They'll say who gets the strongest pull, and it could be some of the names that I just mentioned. Michelle Bachmann, by the way, is also on that list, and John Thune, and you know, there's always the undecided. Or Sarah Palin, the former Alaska governor, former VP candidate on the Republican tickets. She's going to be there on that list, too. Here's another one. This one is from Richard Bang. I'm curious as to ultimately what happens in Egypt. I've really been following what's going on, Kate, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of rhyme or reason, if we're being honest about it. Do you really think in the end there'll be a democracy or some form of a democracy in Egypt? And how do you get Mubarak out of the way? So Egypt, this is week 3, Cairo in the square, tense now, and it's a little bit more peaceful because there was 300 people hurt, 300 people killed, and then people hurt over the span of that week as to what was happening in the square and all over Egypt in these protests. And now the protests are signs and yelling and stuff, but much more peaceful, and they're trying to bounce the economy back because the stores are open and the normal traffic and stuff that you would see in the square in Cairo is buzzing about with other activity besides the protesting, this little I'll call it a revolution, because there's still thousands of people out there. As long as they stay strong, as long as there's still enough protests, as long as there's still enough focus on Egypt, then something will change there. But the question is, I mean, are these protests going to lead to democratic elections? That's really what was at the heart originally of protests, of these protests in Alexandria, etc., and other spots in Egypt, not just in Cairo, was to get Mubarak out and get somebody else in. I mean, Mubarak he's a dictator. How long has he had a stranglehold on the power base there? 30-plus years, and yes, there's been peace, but who's pocketing all the money? The American government giving Egypt money, a lot of it for the military, but some of it certainly going to the coffers of Mubarak. We know it. He's got like 70 million. And so now it becomes a game of the Muslim Brotherhood. They've kind of been pushed off to the side because now their creed comes out. And if you really go through the creed, there's stuff about jihad and this is the way and that kind of stuff. And now as more of that comes out, then more people are backing away from the Muslim Brotherhood in the rest of the world. So Suleiman, to me, is no better. The VP is no better in the role of Mubarak than Mubarak now. September will be the elections. Can Mubarak hang on to September? We're already into February. And that's not what the people protesting want. So if they stay strong somehow, and Mubarak's not just going to go away to this, he's not going to just go away to some German clinic somewhere that and have something done and say, oh, I have to have this treatment, and then suddenly appear back on the scene when it's all done. So no one's going to shove him out from another country. So the answer to the question is, if the protesters continue to do what they're doing, then eventually something will have to buckle or change. But how long can they keep it up? That's the thing. Got a lot of those questions. Thanks to everybody who emailed me. Remember, you can do the same about anything. AmericaTonight.net.